HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Boy, did we indoctrinate Steve.
Welcome, Steve.
Steve Furness here.
Oh, sorry. I got to put the headphones on.
Yeah. I'm guessing you're at Stand Up Live unless you don't want to be anymore. You still want to be here?
In the city, yeah. Yeah. In this room with the news you just unloaded on me?
We were breaking the news
just
on
you. Just gave me coal for Christmas.
Yeah. We basically, you'd be so lucky. I could give you something else for Christmas. It's 10 times worse. We were telling about the Hacienda story that all the listeners know about at this point with the great Nathan Sutherland is
I had no idea.
The worst movie. And I mean, is this like most of the time, like we'll make movies out of serial killers. We'll make movies out of horrible events. I'm not sure you can do this one. I don't think the audience is curious enough about that.
I think
even
Lifetime would be like, yeah, I think we're good guys.
I think this one's
I think we've got enough bad guys.
I got an idea.
Yeah. How do we make this a happy ending?
Now get this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
And then people are talking, like, because the baby's around, like, in 15 years, you have to explain who the dad was and how you came about or how you and you got to lie. Or if you lie, then that kid does a little research because something doesn't add up.
This fall on CBS.
Sullivan and Sons and One Unwanted Son.
Oh, God.
You should have had that.
Man, Sons?
Talk about a potential.
Rapper father.
Your dad's a rapper.
Yeah.
You weren't going to see him anyway.
Yeah.
The ideas are flowing.
Sam, crazy.
Right, it's Steve.
Baby.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. But, so Steve Burns here, and he promises to leave all the incapacitated folks in the city alone while he's here, unless you want to bring him down for
a
laugh.
Want to come, you could come to my show and become incapacitated.
That's right.
Set, that's some people say.
So, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
According
to Gary Cannon.
Hypnotist, but you're not really trying.
I'll put you to sleep.
That's what Cannon says.
Yeah.
So Steve Burns here at Stand Up. It is Stand Up Live, right? I'm getting it. Stand Up Live this weekend.
And then he rotates.
And CB Live. Oh, you're moving.
Yeah, I do.
Dancing.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Stand Up Live, and then Saturday, Sunday at CB Live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got you dancing all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
Normally, Brad brings us a card, but Casey never tells us.
I'm working days at GameStop.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, if you want to see me there, too.
You get me a deal on the Red Den upgrades. What are you doing with your world right now?
Just launching this amazing Jonathan documentary.
Oh, that's right. That was here for the Comedy Festival back in October, right?
We had it. Yeah, that was kind of like a work in progress cut that everybody saw. But we actually just posted the trailer. So if you want to see the trailer, if you're an amazing Jonathan fan, if you remember Jonathan, if you like documentaries, go to YouTube, type in Always Amazing, and it'll pop right up. And, you know, this is a great documentary about the amazing Jonathan, comedian, magician, Freddy Krueger of comedy.
Yeah.
And he basically was a Vegas headliner for many years, one of the first comics to pop off of Comedy Central when Comedy Central was a new network. And 5 years ago, he was told he has a year to live. And
he's still hanging on because in October. We were talking about it in October, and you're like, it's not good. Like, he was coming down to watch the screening.
He actually came, and he was in great spirits that day. He was having one of those good days. Yeah. But this thing, I just posted it on Twitter. It got 118,000 views in less than 24 hours. So this thing's coming out. And I'm really excited about it. And it comes out Monday, June 3rd on Bill Burr's All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
Fantastic.
So we're going to – it's free. You can see it.
How are you going to make
money
off
anything.
Of it?
I'm not.
You don't make
money. I'm taking a hot bath on this one. I'm taking a severely hot bath.
Damn it, Jonathan. Are you really?
I wish I was in a coma at the Hacienda, to be honest with you.
That's how you feel.
That's what I deserve after
You're
this.
The only person that knows what it's like to be f***ed that way.
Literally. Yeah. Not to make light of the situation.
It's too late. We do it all.
Hacienda.
Please, Steve, don't worry about it. You're in a horrible nest.
Yeah, I'm in a safe place here, right?
Yeah, you're okay. It's not safe, but you're in it.
But this doc's great. It's been...
But your intention couldn't have been, I'm going to make this and not make money.
No.
So, why did it – am I hitting a nerve? No, I'm raping you. Why in the world did it go to that?
You're raping me right now.
Because it's an amazingly good story. You'd think something would be – I've watched some really weird and dumb documentaries on Netflix. This idea alone tops what they can do.
Yeah, because the idea, just to give people the lay of the land, Jonathan is the face of this documentary, right? So it's a love letter to his legacy, his career, and the trials and tribulations of what he's dealing with cardiomyopathy.
Right.
diabetes and a lifelong drug addiction, and he's just running out the wick. It's unbelievable what he's pulled off in terms of, like, you know, but he's slowly degrading in front of our eyes, you know, and it's a sad story, but the heart of it is that when he was touring the world, every year he'd go back to Australia, this 12-year-old kid would follow him around, and then 13, he'd be there again, 14, he'd be there again. And when he turned 18, Jonathan's like, why don't you come to the States and be my road manager? You're so infatuated with the act and comedy and magic. Come and learn from me. And Joel Osborne basically saw Jonathan through drug addiction, through a suicide attempt, through dark days in Vegas, and basically got Jonathan back on track, got his life and career in a good place, and then moved to Australia to become a comedian on his own. And so when Jonathan came out of retirement, which was the impetus for this documentary, and see if he still had it, he was doing three shows on the East Coast to see if he could still perform. Joel ended up coming back to open for him. So that's kind of like the full circle.
Amazing.
It's the Lion King of the whole thing.
It's the circle of life.
He's a Simba. Holy cow. That's amazing. See, now that documentary, I'm interested immediately.
Yeah.
But I was an amazing Jonathan fan, too.
So so your question was, how did this end? You know, basically with documentaries, there's so many nowadays that the market for them has kind of been diluted. Yeah. And I don't think Jonathan is a household name as much as he used to be. So I think there's some reacquainting.
So the sell is tough on people who just don't know.
The sell was a little tough, but also I had a decision to make between getting some whatever of a return on my money, or would I just – would I rather people see it?
Right.
And for me, I'd rather people see it than, you know, make a few bucks.
Sounds terrible, but do you think that if there was an ending, so to speak, of Jonathan, that it would have more of a you know what I mean? Like if he was no longer with us.
He makes a call every week.
Given the nature of
– any way you can
– given the nature of the way people are, they need nice tidy bows at the end of things.
Yeah, the minute it happened, it would be on TMZ, and then you get a phone call and stuff.
So, I mean, that sucks, but that's just the way humanity is when you're trying to tell them a story. If it doesn't have an ending yet, they're like, man, he's still around.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, those kind of things, they get kind of indignant about being interested.
Yeah. Look, it's probably a better selling point if
we have to kill him is what I'm saying. We have to kill him, and then you got to add that last 5 minutes.
Well, I heard he's slowly getting incapacitated.
No, I know where to put him.
Yeah.
There's a bed open.
You saw the
wheels going. There's a bed open. No, I thought you were gonna wrap it.
Well, he's going to. The good news is that when Jonathan gets put at the Hacienda, he's going to be laying on his stomach.
We're going ass up with the amazing Jonathan, is what you're saying.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
Well, good. He can't get pregnant, so we'll never know.
Exactly.
About it. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do
that's the good news. Science proves that when it goes in the back door,
that's right.
You don't have to worry about anything.
That is science. I learned that in science class.
Yeah, but girls, it's still a form of love.
It is.
It's still an act of love.
Now, here's the thing, Steve.
Yes.
Are you interested in that kind of activity? Not for yourself, but for others?
Not my cup of tea.
Going in?
To be honest, either way.
No kidding.
Yeah. I used to do this bit in my – but it's a true story. Like, I'd never been penetrated, you know? And
tell me more about
this.
All my life, a good Irish Catholic kid in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Never got penetrated. You know, I dodged.
That's amazing considering the news out of Pittsburgh.
Out of Pittsburgh, yeah.
Dodged so many callers.
Yeah. I am like Wyatt Earp at the end of, you know, just the bullets going. No!
Yeah, just whizzing by you.
Whizzing by, yeah. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, priests, like nothing. Like, thank God. So. What was I talking about?
You're talking about getting penetrated.
Yeah, penetrated.
Or not
so
penetrated. Right.
I was in a hotel, and a lot of – it depends how you face the shower, I guess. But I faced the shower – some people face the shower, and they sing to the shower head and stuff. I turn away from the shower
head. I'm back to the shower as well.
I'm back to the shower head. And I drop the soap.
Here we go.
And I know from, like, having blue-collar jobs, you don't bend over, like, to create a 90-degree – you bend with your knees.
You're like a woman.
Exactly.
Like a woman picking
up a
pencil.
Like I was going to pee. So I bent like I was going to pee. I bent with my knees. And the, you know, like those little, there's spigot and there's that metal rod. This metal rod was.
The thing that turns it from a tub into a shower.
Into a shower. Yeah. That's right. You pull up on the little knob. Now this knob was not like in the shape of a dime. For some reason, this knob was in the shape of like a soft.
Pair
like
of agony.
Carrot stick. It was like this gold-plated, like arrow.
Yeah.
And nice fixture.
I went down, and this thing, boom. Because I was wet.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I was wet from the shower.
I understand.
Oh,
and,
oh, okay. I thought maybe.
Bang, and it went in. Like, not like, not like, not like I was like, oh, God, right. I'm bleeding. Like, but it just went in. I was like, oh, it went in. And I was like, did not like that.
No. Well, no, that's different.
Yeah, but it was like, I think had that happened, and I just thought to myself, hey, now,
yeah,
this isn't so bad. I think then maybe it would be
but
a
But I don't think anybody who's
What did you
decision.
Learn from that? It yeah. does, it, don't bend the knees. Yeah. If you bend
well,
over,
now I turn
arch
around.
The back.
I face right. the shower now.
And do it properly.
Yeah. yeah.
But again, I don't think anybody who's enjoying being penetrated thinks that surprise penetration is ever really good.
Yeah, I think it could have been
You
one
should
of
try
those...
again. But this time, be aware of what's going on. Yeah,
okay.
Be more aware of your surroundings. 360, I say. You know,
yeah.
always know what's going on.
Get in there.
John's yeah. big on this right now.
Because I went to Joel Osteen. Brady and I made a Super Bowl bet because he's a bit more of a spiritual, religious person. I have none of that.
Okay.
So, and I hate Joel Osteen. I think he's the biggest shyster on the planet. I can't
okay.
stand it. So
I can understand
we made a bet on the Super Bowl that one of us would wear a butt plug to Joel Osteen's show when it came to town.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'll go on.
Why? Like, no one would know, though.
Just to make him uncomfortable.
No one
oh, you
would
know.
There's no win for me.
Because it vibrates.
I think a good prank, there's got to be a reveal. Like,
I would know. I would know and he would
gotcha.
Know.
Gotcha.
So the best
Unless
part
you
of
go for communion and then you pull your pants down.
yeah. Well, they don't even do
as
that.
As you're receiving. No. They don't
best
know?
Best part of the joke wasn't that anybody else knew. Was that either Brady had to wear a butt plug, which makes God hate him in his mind. He's got trouble with that. Or he's got to hang out with me while I have a butt plug in. And that makes him feel even worse about his life. That he's at a religious ceremony with an atheist wearing a vibrating butt plug that was
oh,
on the entire
shame.
Time.
And you have the remote?
The button on the butt plug. So I had to reach down in my pants to change each one. And I was proud to do it.
Did you pick out the butt plug?
I had picked out two, and a girl warned me that the first one was a little bit ambitious.
Yeah, you...
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah. We don't want a
word
penguin hand.
Word.
But let me tell you
we
this.
We want a pinky, not a...
right.
I don't want a penguin. Not one of these, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want Danny DeVito's costume to go in there at all. These flippers, these shiny flippers.
But, Oswald Cobblepotted. You got Oswald Cobblepotted?
Yeah. So I had mine, and it was I thought it was Bluetooth. It wasn't, so then it was just a button on the end. But what I discovered from that is that ladies have been lying to us the whole time. Okay. When you're prepared for it, it doesn't hurt.
But still, there's something in your butthole.
I know,
Steve,
but that goes on.
Comfortable.
It, well, no. I'll tell you this: it was new to me. That's why, as I grew
Wait,
with
you,
it.
You put one in?
Oh yeah. I lost the bet.
It was in, and we sat. On
I had the Rams.
We waited because the line was long to get in. So we're sitting on the public bench, and it was metal.
Yeah.
And I could feel the vibration.
I'm vibrating the bench real hard. I had it on setting three. There's a few gyrations and one that's just steady strong. So I did that. And then, but that's my argument to now women who are like, oh, it's it would hurt. You're talking to a guy who's been there. It doesn't hurt. They're using it as a power play. No, not at all. It is an awkward moment in your bathroom when you're trying to make that.
Is it an awkward moment for the whole run or for the first like 15 minutes?
It was, the other part of the bet was to just have Brady watch me take it out in the car because I knew that would make it. The whole thing was to
Hold
make Brady
out.
Cringe.
Did
and
you?
Then, yeah, and then I put it under his
other
nose.
Other guy that's
well, it was clean. I clean. I'm very clean.
Not in your butthole, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it's spotless.
I know. And the other
spotless.
Guy smells it.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, the intern, smelled it.
That's disgusting.
That was just for the internet. Yeah.
For the funnies.
For the funnies. You do, it for a laugh. You know?
How many views?
We got a lot of views. I don't remember.
Was it worth the views?
You know what? In my world,
was it
in
worth
my
the
world,
views?
It didn't matter.
Two views mattered to me. The intern and Brady.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got two quality views. 100% of my audience loved it.
And now you're hooked on shoplifting.
So yeah. What? Yeah, I'm a mule now, yeah. And I like it. But it wasn't. It's all.
In fact, get Steve a drink.
I will tell you that. Oh, yeah. It's all been kind of a. It's. I feel like women have been lying to us about that. That it isn't, and not that it wasn't pleasurable. I think more people do that than you think. It was the first time I'd ever been penetrated as
okay,
well.
Okay, well, so. We're not shaking hands at the end.
No. I'm clean.
Yeah, who? How can you be clean inside though?
Because
yeah,
I'm
can
in there.
Scrub a dub dub.
He says he soaks up and do
all that.
Those
yeah.
Full
You got to get in
if
there.
If something's in there, you don't know. What
well, if you read about that part.
That turtle is always in there.
No. You read about that part of your body. And plus the girls that told me, the ones that like it, say.
I'm still here. Yeah. Hello. I'll see you soon. Can't wait to go swimming.
The Metamucil that you clear your system out when you know that you're going to do that. And that area of your body is kind of self-cleaning. up to about 3-4 inches in.
But and that's sure. What?
Yeah, it is. It's a very clean part of your body. It's filled with all sort of bacteria that's designed to always clean
to break
itself.
It down?
Yeah.
Like the gray,
I can show you.
The gray tank.
3-4
Like the gray tank
to four
in the RV.
Research? So the first 3-4 inches, you're fine.
No. First 3-4 inches are trouble spot. Then it cleans itself up.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the first 3-4 is where...
So the danger zone is right at the entry.
Danger zone's right in the beginning.
It starts to inhale.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Why you see all those stories of people have stuff stuck up there.
Right, it's like your throat.
The muscle works the other way.
I talked to...
It does.
I don't know why we got on this subject.
You started it.
I started it.
You started talking about the backdoor stuff.
You're the one beating your chest.
Hey, you said...
You're the one that sat on a spigot.
I put a bug Joel Osteen
show. You said Jonathan was going to be at Hacienda with his ass
in the air. Bottoms up. All right.
That's right.
Okay.
It's your
right.
Fault.
You're a checkmate. So what was I talking about?
We don't know what's next from you. You're disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I forget.
It's tough. But Brady started to do something with his hands, and you got sidetracked, and I apologize.
We're talking about butt stuff, yeah.
That's right. But butt stuff, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
First 3-4 inches, you're good. You're fine.
You're right. I guess so.
Yeah. All right. Well, you don't have to try it.
Not my cup of tea.
But even I've noticed since, even Saturday Night Live did a joke a couple weeks ago where they did a fake commercial for, what was it called, Rectafil? It was a medicine to make sex more pleasurable. For older men, and it was just basically this big thing that looked like a pill, and you just put it in your butt.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And the guy's like, that's a butt plug, and he goes, it's medicine. it was actually one of their better ones in a long time, and I've lived it. But I'm just saying that women have been lying about that.
Butt stuff to me is hilarious.
Hilarious.
I think it's funny, but I don't find any sexual...
Nothing.
Gratification for
who was
thinking
the
poop comes out of there.
Right,
that's where I should put myself. Like,
no,
I just don't think that that's cool.
Well, there's the one comedian where she talks about that happened.
Yeah, I forgot who that is.
And she
who's the hot blonde? She's going gangbusters right now, and I forgot her name.
And she
who Glazer? Yeah, Nikki Glazer.
Yeah,
she dated the guy for, or maybe they're still going out.
But yeah,
it was
she crapped on him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
See, that's what can happen.
The risk-reward is definitely not worth
that's
doing
what
it
can
all.
Happen.
I agree with that. That's for sure.
Don't do it.
Yeah. There's just, you're putting an end to it.
Yeah.
Up top
is fine. Up top is fine. Cause
a girl's never Shazammed you accidentally? Like, because I had a girlfriend that was into it. I call it the Shazam because you can't help but go Gomer Pyle when it happens. You probably said Shazam when you sat down on that
Shazam!
Plunger. You just do it. We've discovered that. You say or think Shazam the second
time. No, I go Fonzie, go, sit on it. Now, what is Shazam? Exactly.
Well, I had a girlfriend who was who evidently was
into
it.
Oh, a girl?
Yeah.
But when they do it and you don't expect it, you still go, Shazam. you get a little Kramer.
Yeah, Shazam. That's when I go Springer. I go, oh hell no! that's me.
And you do eventually go, no, don't do that.
Because I think there's two ways of going about it. I think there's probably 60% of guys, 70% of guys go, oh hell no, and then the other 30 go, you go girl.
Let's see where this leads.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not into it when someone else wants to do it.
I don't like it,
but I'll do it to myself.
I've had one or two, like in my 20s, probably. You know.
Yeah.
Accidents. You know. They're taking care of it, and then we're playing with the marbles, and then all of a sudden
something started working.
We're going through the weeds, right. and then you end up
heavy weeds.
Yeah, you're in that weird shack with a lawnmower in it, back behind the ballpark. Yeah, it's like this is where we play.
Heavy weeds.
Just going through lines. Just going through feeder lines.
The guy with a machete going, follow me. Yeah,
the killing fields.
Some girls have gone back and done that.
Yeah,
so
I don't like that.
But you just told them no.
Excuse me, not my cup of tea. Pardon me?
Yeah, but don't you feel as you're getting older, it's like, why do I care? Let's try new stuff.
No. Not at all.
Nothing?
No.
Wife?
I just think, what would the Expendables do? All every member of that cast. Every one of
every
those guys.
Every one of them
they're
would
so
take
macho.
It.
No, they're not sitting on a dryer with their holding their heels up and, honey.
What in the world's going on at your house?
No, you know what I'm talking about. Like, what dude wants
Stallone
to get
and Dolph Lundgren and
what dude wants to get
Frank Christmas?
Yeah.
More fingers. Like I can't imagine.
You call that a fist?
I'm not picturing more fingers.
I'm not saying I'm celebrating it. I'm just saying it's not as bad as people have been saying.
Just not my thing.
No, and it's not my thing. I'm just I gave it a run. because it made Brady uncomfortable. Anything to make Brady uncomfortable.
Give it a run.
I'll do it. I'll do
especially
it all
knowing the first 3 to 4 inches. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor, and I'm sure you're not a medical profession either. But
I dabble.
Knowing
I dabble.
That the first the first 3 to 4 inches is the danger zone.
Yeah.
And it's
the,
like,
the filth
zone. Why would you do that?
Because you can clean it.
The first three. Well, yeah. So before things get hot and heavy, you.
Oh, I'm in the
honey,
shower.
Would you?
Yeah, shower it up. Clean it up. I'm not going in there with you after a run.
Hold on. So
I
this
think
is
that's the best
so you're
time.
Into this stuff.
No, not really, but I know how. I know what hygiene is. Ugh. I'm not going to do the honey hole either until it's cleaned up.
But
that's a woman's sewer, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Steve,
that's
know,
the whole point.
It's just like with a good hooker. They want you to shower up first
right.
before they go to town on you.
Yeah.
Town.
Show a little respect.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for anybody. That's just like
you don't shower up first? You won't you don't wash your ass before sex, Steve Byrne?
I always
at Stand Up Live this week.
I'm a clean boy.
Yeah,
I,
me too.
I will say that. Yeah, I do shower before. Yeah,
I
look,
shower all
you
time.
Know, we've all had our bouts beyond a Chili's dumpster. It's,
there's some spontaneity.
Yeah, yeah some spontaneity. You got to be able to work on the fly, right? You got to freestyle every now and then.
Yeah. What was your last bout with a Chili's dumpster?
Oh gosh,
have you had?
There's
one
not showers at rest areas.
No,
you know?
Actually, there are.
There's a drinking fountain.
You don't want to go in there, but they're there. Well, I shower up after each time. But you were at Chili's and had an incident, you said?
I've had, yeah. Back in the 20s, it's like, you know, I was like a Latino outside of a Home Depot. I'm ready for work at any moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready? Let's do it. Yeah.
Trabajo, indeed. Steve Byrne's at
Build
Stand
the
Up
wall.
Live.
Yeah. Build the wall.
Tonight and tomorrow, downtown Phoenix at Stand Up Live. And then Saturday and Sunday at the absolutely gorgeous CB Live Desert Ridge Marketplace. You want to go at standuplive.com or cblive.com. Aside from all this filth you brought us,
sure.
what in your world is happening that you want to express like concern or anything? Any topics you have on your brain that you're like, let's get this off. You're in a safe spot. Let's get this off Steve Byrne's
A safe
chest.
Place?
Yeah.
I've been off the grid.
No kidding.
Literally have been so off the grid with news, with pop culture, with current events, with all that stuff.
On purpose or just working?
I've literally just been working on finishing the feature film that I wrote and directed.
You got that going too?
Yeah, so the
What's
doc's
that
coming out Monday, and then the feature film is this film I wrote about my early years in stand-up. I gave it to my friend Vince Vaughn. I'm like, would you take a look at this? And he read it, and within a month, he's like, dude, I think we can make this.
That's great.
So, yeah, the film is about, like, every comic. All these films about comedy, like, comics are coming out at, like, the end of their career. I'm
right.
like, who wants to watch somebody talk about their great time in Vegas?
Right.
You want to get in the car and drive to Vegas and – that's the film
See
you want to make.
Right.
So Fish Out of Water. So I wrote this film about a young kid's, you know, he's got the job and he sees the life ahead of him of what it could be. And he gets a call to MC his first weekend at an improv. And the whole film takes place over 4 days. And the first half of the film is all the romanticism, optimism, and partying of hanging out with
right.
the feature act. And the back half is all the sobriety, isolation, and reality.
Yeah.
After he warms up to this road-weary headliner. So Jimmy O. Yang from Crazy Rich Asians, Silicon Valley, plays like a younger version of me. Alex Moffat from Saturday Night Live plays the feature act, and Cedric the Entertainer plays the headliner. And it's a crazy cast. It's Whitney Cummings, Eliza Schlesinger, Angela Johnson, Kathleen Madigan, Russell Peters, Ken Jeong,
wow.
Neil Brennan, Tom Segura, Bill
yeah.
Burr, Roy Wood Jr.
Every comedian you've heard
on
of.
On and on and on. Yeah. So it's like
wow.
a murderer's row of stand-ups,
yeah.
but we're just getting to the tail end of the test screening run where we're, you know, we're just asking people what you think,
right.
10 to 20 people each screening. We've probably done 20 of these or whatever. And we invited some comics into the last few because we thought they might enjoy it, but all of them are just like, you know, raving about the authenticity and it's
yeah.
an honest portrayal. And so,
is it too inside for like your average joke? Because comedians
no.
have such a strange life off stage.
Yeah, I think it really does encapsulate what you encounter over the course of a weekend
right.
and how far the links can go. And there's repercussions that come with,
right.
you know, the behavior that you could partake on the road. So there's a lot of lessons involved in it. But I think there's just enough inside baseball for the comics.
Right.
And then there's just enough, you know,
yeah,
keeping it broad so everybody
right.
can enjoy
What's it called?
And being
The opening act.
Oh, okay, cool. Which and is also what we were talking about, Asses. It's
yes,
exactly. The exact same. I've seen a movie called
Hello. Welcome.
I've seen that movie already.
Hi.
And how many calls have you had from comedians? Dude, how come I?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. I got a few of those.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Look, Cannon. Yeah. Nobody knows who you are.
Cannon, actually, I'll tell you a great story about Gary Cannon with this film. So we filmed all the audience interaction scenes in one day. So we had one day to get, like, the guys doing their sets, you know, an actual set in front of an audience. We had one day to do it, like, maybe 10 hours to do it, right? Oh. And we filmed it at the Bray Improv before it closed. And Gary Cannon came and did audience warm-up for 10 hours.
Oh, my
straight.
God.
Straight. He kept that audience. And we had revolving audiences. Yeah. And some people stayed the whole day. But that dude was—
That's a machine.
Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah. I will be forever indebted to him for
he's,
that.
He's I
still don't respect his comedy, but no. I will be forever indebted.
I don't even call it comedy. I won't even call it comedy.
No,
I respect his public speaking. That's what I call Cannon. No, he's great. Gary is one of the— He's awesome. He's a great
guy. He's a great guy.
He really is. And you don't do the podcast anymore because it was going nowhere.
No, because I got so swamped with finishing the doc and then finishing this. I had no time to do it. And I said, Gary, take the reins, keep the podcast going. And when I finish this film, I'll be able to jump back in. And of course, it just fell apart.
Yeah, a week later, he's watching Live PD and texting me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. But every time Live PD, we go back and forth. Steve Burton, you've got a lot going on, man. What do you have time to do this?
And I'm going to be filming my fifth hour later on, I think early next year. That's why I'm here. I'm still grinding on the road. And look, to all those listeners, just go to Twitter, Steve Burn Live, and you could literally just follow me. You'll see the doc trailer, and I'll give you all the information. The film drops in 9 or 10 days.
Okay, cool.
And I'll give you the link, and you could see it there. And then I'll keep you up to speed on the opening act film, which
will almost certainly be all over the Amazing Jonathan thing. I think that's great. Steve Burns at Stand Up Live tonight and tomorrow, CB Live Saturday and Sunday. If you want to go out there to Desert Ridge and see that beautiful place, both places, best comedy clubs in the country. StandUpLive.com or CBLive.com. Steve, leave us with words of wisdom, something.
Butt stuff.
That's all I wanted to hear. It's 98 KUPD.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers.